This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, we've got a potential doozy for you tonight on the Saturday evening from Bodkins. Bodkins Trojans take on Lima Central Catholic. Bodkins against the Thunderbirds. It's a colorful Bodkins gym here tonight. A lot of black and gold on senior night from the community of Bodkins. And that red and light blue from Lima Central Catholic in the stands down below to our right. We expect an outstanding crowd. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Hey, it's already 80-85% full, Chuck.
That's a good crowd. A Saturday night, where else would you be than Bodkins and Lima Central Catholic?
18-3 by way of record for the Trojans, 12-0 winners of the Shelby County Athletic League. Champs unbeaten this season, downing Jackson Center by 3 games in the standings and up by 4. They finished 9-3 and 8-4 respectively. Lima Central Catholic 12-8 on the year, 5-2 in a very competitive Northwest Conference. It's a team that's lost 4 of its last 6. It's a club that plays, without question, a much more stringent schedule than Bodkins. LCC is D6, Bodkins D7. But the task for Bodkins tonight, Chuck, is going to be how to handle Mr. Pretty, head coach's son, 27.7 points a game, 27.7. And when he gets his average, LCC wins. When he's at 22, 23 on a given night, LCC struggles. What will Bodkins do? Pick your poison. Work on the other 4 in that starting lineup. Try to keep them to maybe under 20 collectively. Yep. If Pretty gets his 25, you've got a top 45 on the night to win the ball game.
Absolutely. I mean, I averaged 27 a game in high school, but then the alarm would go off and I'd have to get up and go to school. But I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing him. I loved watching his brother when he was here at Botkins when they won the state. And I'm looking forward to seeing this kid play because he must be a stud.
Well, he is a phenomenal three-point shooter, better than 45% behind the arc.
Wow.
In fact, he out-dueled Cam Elwer when Delta St. John's and Lima Central Catholic played to a full house in Lima back on January 11th. DSJ won it in OT by 4. It was tied at 58 at the end of regulation. The two combined for 65 or better in that game. And Lima Central Catholic has also played Lima Senior. The Thunderbirds were clobbered 80-55. Lima Senior's got a young man named Simpson who is every bit as good as Pretty. You put Pretty and Simpson and Elwer together, you could probably fill the Schottenstein Center on a night when you had a three-point shooting contest.
Yeah, well, that back in the day when there were some big names that came and they would fill that place. But, I'm looking forward to it. And just the difference that you're talking about is the competition compared to what Botkins has played. Botkins has played some good teams. I mean, they played Marion. But at the same time, that was their only loss,
right?
That big loss to Marion. So we'll see how they handle the pressure, the quickness that Elsie's he's going to throw at them tonight.
Some very interesting stats that point to the strength of schedule difference, perhaps. Botkins is averaging 53 points a game, and Lima Central Catholic 65. LCC has held opponents under 45 six times. Botkins has held opponents under 40 13 times. Something's got to give. Yet Botkins' defense, LCC's offense, we're going to find out. Going to be a very interesting confrontation tonight, somewhat of a contrast in many respects. Botkins doesn't shoot free throws nearly as well as Lima Central Catholic, which has four young men at 73% or better at the stripe. Botkins, one player at better than 63% on free throws on the season. Both teams at about 9 or 10 turnovers. That's a very low and complimentary total in high school basketball. Given the pace of play for these two clubs, if you can keep your mistakes to 10, probably the team that's at 13 or 14 tonight gets beat.
Yep, and depending, if each team gets their 10, but one team has 8 live ball turnovers and one has 2.
Uh-huh.
That is also a big thing. It depends on how and where you turn the basketball over. Botkins likes to run. Their turnovers tend to be a pass that might be too long or, you know, off the fingertip. You can live with that. You cannot live with the turnovers where you throw a pass and someone from the other team says thank you very much as they go shoot a layup.
Jordan Pretty, specifically for LCC, 85% at the stripe.
Yeah.
You don't want to foul him. 45.2% on threes. Handicapped tonight, though, is LCC because starter Brady Parker, 6'4 junior wing player, 8 points a game, out with an ankle injury. So an edge to Botkins there, perhaps, in an 8-point scorer for the visiting team that will not compete tonight. Botkins has been great in most games all season long. Should have won the Minster game. Had a 10-point lead in the first half and a 9-point lead late in the third quarter. Lost that by 3 on the road at Minster. The Trojans' defense has been unbelievably physical and aggressive. Nobody's matched it in the Shelby County League. No one even close, Chuck.
No. This was a year where there was Botkins and there was everybody else. Recently, it's been Rushi, but even when Rushi, it was because Rushi was just that good. And there were some other talented teams. This was not a strong Shelby County League season.
The other storyline tonight is the return of Sean Powell, head coach at LCC. He's then at Lima Central Catholic for 3 years. Coach Botkins for three seasons, and in 2021, he led the black and gold to the state championship down at the UD Arena. They thumped Columbus Grove in the title game after knocking off Richmond Heights 44-40 in the semifinal. And his son, Jaden Pretty Powell, was an outstanding performer, especially in the tournament run.
Yeah.
In one game, the state title game, in fact, as I recall, he led all scorers with 27. Did Jaden Pretty Powell. He went 10 of 13 from the field, 4 of 5 on three-point attempts in that game. Carter Plyman and Jacob Plyman got 17 and 10 respectively and combined for 16 rebounds. Man, oh man, was that ever a phenomenal performance by Botkins in winning that 2021 state championship in boys D4.
Yeah, I mean, they had had a good season, but boy, come tournament time, they just got on such a roll, and Pretty was unstoppable. I mean, he had a shootout in the regional at Vandalia, and then came out and Meyer,
Jameson
hit a huge three in that game,
yeah,
in the semis. But that was a great basketball team, and that was a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, the third quarter of that game, Botkins on the first possession got a three from Zane Paul. Didn't score for 10 minutes until the early part of the fourth. Botkins went from three up at half to five down at the end of the third. But the defense for the Trojans really clicked in the fourth quarter,
yep,
and stalled out the offensive scoring of Richmond Heights. And Botkins got enough points in the fourth period to win the game before. We'll hear from both head coaches in just a few minutes. Our JV tilt is at a six-minute mark, 38-26. Botkins, fourth quarter, 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Well, actually, 1 minute gone in the fourth because the JVs play seven-minute periods. The clock winding down to 5:50, 5:49. Botkins 38, Lima Central Catholic 26. Early stage fourth quarter of the JV tilt. They don't go away. Big game tonight. Botkins at home against Lima Central Catholic on scorersbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to the Coliseum at Botkins. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so, the tip-off. Botkins and Lima Central Catholic should be a great game tonight here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We would be remiss if we didn't send out kudos to Eli Pitts of Botkins, Player of the Year on the boys' side in the Shelby County Athletic League. Congrats to the guard for Botkins, Eli Pitts, just a junior. He was atop the first team, which also included Rylan Platfoot of Anna, Preston Sayre of Jackson Center, Carter Kloffenstein of Jackson Center, and Will Monin of Botkins. On the second team, DJ Barhorst from Fort Loramie. In addition, Garrett Maddie of Fairlawn, Owen Zimpfer of Botkins, Cooper Unverfirth of Rushi, and Brady Winning of Anna. So the Botkins Trojans with three of the top ten on the SCAL first and second teams, Chuck.
When you go undefeated in the league, you ought to have three players up there, and they're top five. And you mentioned it, and I'm going to agree with you. Brayden Welsh off the bench was probably as good as anybody on that second team.
Yeah. If there was a category, sub of the year.
Yep, six man.
Woo! Yep, the number six guy, number one off the bench, he would top the list for sure. He for the Botkins Trojans, Brayden Welsh, has had a remarkable season. That is for sure. Conversations coming up right now with our two head coaches, Phil Groves, Botkins Trojans. Really pleased to have a home and away series this season, next year with LCC. Tonight's test, a very good barometer heading into the tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge for us going into tournament. Give us a good idea of where we are and what we need to focus on over the next 2 weeks.
Now, speaking of where you are, assess it heading into tonight's game.
You know, we had a great year so far in the Shelby County Athletic League. We still have some things we need to shore up. We need to come out and defend at a high level and rebound their first shot. They do a really good job in transition, making one or two passes up the floor in 2 or 3 seconds, so we got to make sure we get back on defense. Yeah, our guys play really hard. Super proud of their effort defensively. When we defend at a high level and rebound the first shot, we can compete with anybody.
You've got five young men capable of double digits.
Yeah, we do a really good job of sharing the basketball. We don't have any one or two people that people can key on. When you do try to take one or two of our guys away, we have guys that step up and knock down shots and contribute offensively.
Defensively, man-to-man, zone, do you have the zone defense in your hip pocket?
Yeah, we run zone defense as a secondary option, but we focus primarily on our man-to-man defense. If we have to throw some zone to change pace or change things up, we will, but we rely on our man-to-man defense. That's our backbone.
Hey, I love your super sub, your sixth man, Mr. Welch. He's been outstanding all year.
Yeah, Braden could start for us just as well as come off the bench, but we have a good rotation, and he's taken that role off the bench, and he's taken it to a new level. Braden gives us great minutes, and super proud of the effort he's given us this year.
That rebounding phase of the game, is that an area where you can take a step forward?
Let me say it like this. If we give up one offensive rebound a game, we can always do a better job of that. So we're never settled or never satisfied with that, so we can always do a better job rebounding.
It seems like every game we've covered all year, you've got far fewer turnovers than the opposition.
We try to turn people over. That's the goal of it. But some teams, we're not as fortunate to turn them over, and those are the more challenging games. So we try to create possessions as much as possible.
What do you expect from LCC tonight?
LCC is going to be a team that gets up and down the floor. They're going to push the ball in transition. They have some really skilled players. Jordan Pretty, one of the best guards in the state, especially for their division. So we have to come ready to defend for 32 minutes, and he's going to get his points. We just need to try to key on the role players around him.
Words of Phil Groves, head man at Botkins. He's done a great job as the mentor of the Botkins boys program. 18-3 this season, coming into action tonight. 12-0, finishing up first in the SCAL by three games over Jackson Center. Ranked number 2 in state polls by Max Preps and the Associated Press behind Delta St. John's. And number 2 in the Southwest Regional North Bracket. And Botkins plays Delphus, not Delphus Jefferson. I got the Northwest District on my mind.
Delphus Jefferson would probably be somebody you'd want to play.
And High Point Shooters on my mind. Although Delphus Jefferson is not nearly as good, of course, as Delphus St. John's. And that's a good thing, because Botkins hopes to maybe play Delphus St. John's later on in the tournament. Dayton Jefferson is the opponent for Botkins this coming Saturday at noon at Piqua. Head man Sean Powell at Lima Central Catholic coached Botkins to the state title in 2021, was at Botkins 3 years, and now follows up some good coaches at Lima Central Catholic, including Frank Hill. Coach Powell is following Hill's recipe for winning a good, solid man-to-man defense and spreading the floor and attacking the basket on offense. And after a couple of years at Lima Bath, on board now with the Thunderbirds is Sean Powell at LCC.
I'm in my third year here now. Just a great program to be able to take over, rich in history. Frank Keel is someone that I've always looked up to, at first as a player, and then as a coach as well. And to be able to follow in his footsteps and have Coach Segerson as a mentor here, it's home. I've told my parents and my family, I've decided this is where I'm going to retire from.
Speaking of that figure, 3 years, 3 years here now at LCC, 3 years at Botkins.
Yes.
3 years coaching the Trojans, ending with the 2021 state championship. What a run. Beat Richmond Heights 44-40 and Columbus Grove 60-44 in the state title game. What do you remember about those two games? You had a horrible third quarter offensively against Richmond Heights, but survived it.
Yeah, well, it's funny because in that entire run, I think our worst half that we played was against Bradford, and I believe they only had two wins on the season at the time. We went down at halftime to them, and that's the surprising part, because when you know you mentioned Richmond Heights, they were so talented that year. Everyone had them winning the Division IV title. And we went 10 minutes not scoring the basketball in the second half. Zane Paul hit a three the first possession going into the second half, and we just went on a 10-minute drought where we just couldn't find the net. Jacob Plyman and my son had wide open layups and off of a turnover, and just for some reason it rolled off the rim. But thankfully, with our ability to rebound the ball and defend that year, even though we didn't score for 10 minutes, the game never got away from us. And then Jamison Meyer, one of the best shooters in the state that year, came down with two big threes. It's good for us to claw back into the game. And with 2 minutes to go, with so many leaders on that team, you weren't going to take the game from us after we took the lead there.
Right. And after beating Richmond Heights 44-40, you routed Columbus Grove 60-44. Terrific first and fourth quarters in that contest to win the state title. LCC this year, your third season at the helm of the Thunderbirds. Tell me about your starting five. Go over the personnel.
At point guard, I have Jackson White, Jr., about 6'3". And my two guard, I have Jordan Pretty, leading scorer, averaging almost 30 this year. At the three, Brady Parker. This is his second year starting for me. At the four, Brev Stolle. This is his first year on varsity, one of our glue guys. And then at the five tonight, Xavier Purnell will be starting at my five. He started some games last year for us, got some quality varsity minutes, and tonight he'll be filling in at the five. He's actually our second leading scorer this year. He's usually come off the bench. First player that typically comes off the bench is Cole Mack, freshman. Cole's shooting 48% from the three this year for us. Our goal as a team is to be able to find him a little bit more. He's only getting He's averaging 2.5 three attempts a game. We'd like to see that get up to 4 or 5 range because his ability to shoot the basketball. And then Michael Quatman. He's a tough-nosed defender for us. He'll pick you up full court, try to get some turns, and just speed the game up on the offense and defensive end.
Sean Powell's approach offensively, defensively, your style of play at LCC, how much does it differ than your 3 years at Botkins?
Defensively, every season I want to go in and teach the pack line. And so the first month of the season, we're always teaching pack line principles. And then we'll go from there. This year, we've thrown in a lot more zone. Being versatile on defense is helping us out more this year than it has in the past. And then offensively, we look to run. That's always our first look. And then in the half court, we just work the ball to get a quality shot. Some nights you might see us run a dribble drive offense. Another night we might be in Princeton. It all depends on what we feel as though the matchup and our advantages.
That's Sean Powell, head coach of Lima Central Catholic, which tonight is without a starter. 6'4 junior forward Brady Parker, averaging 8 points a game, will not play, down with an ankle. A large number of the state championship team from Botkins in 2021 here tonight for this game between the Trojans and Lima Central Catholic. Jaden Pretty, who starred on that club, as we've talked about, and the son of the LCC head coach, is on the bench alongside Coach Powell. He's a member of the coaching staff, is Jaden Pretty. Brad Bergman, who was the assistant coach for Botkins back in 2021, is the current athletic director at Botkins. Zane Paul, who played guard on that 21 state championship club for the Trojans, is the current JV girls assistant coach. Jacob Plyman and Carter Plyman, who were big kingpins on the inside for the Trojans during that era are in school. Jacob Plyman, senior at the University of Tiffin, celebrating his senior day there several days ago. Or in fact, it might be today. I'm not sure how Jeremy, his dad, wrote this. But Carter Plyman played 2 years at Heidelberg University. So Jacob at Tiffin, Carter at Heidelberg. Jamison Meyer is the lead student manager right now for the Bowling Green State Men's Basketball Club, right, which lost last night to Miami.
I'll say they got to go down to see how good Miami is.
Uh-huh. And Tyler Free, who was on that 2021 state championship team at Bodkins, is currently a seventh grade boys coach. So that's a quick review.
Okay.
Some of the members of that 2021 state championship outfit at Bodkins, and quite a few of them are here tonight.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Miami doesn't win the MAC in tournament. Do they still get into the NCAA?
If they don't win the MAC tournament,
do they still get in to the NCAA tournament?
And lose in the final.
Two teams in the MAC have never played in the tournament together.
If they were to lose, if they were to lose to Akron in the finals of the MAC tournament, I'd put them in.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. I just wondered that. That's going to be a tough one for the committee.
I put them in, then Indiana or Iowa State is out.
Well, and they both should be after watching them play some of their games.
So that's my take on it.
I mean, okay. I just wondered.
Yeah, you know, if Miami is, you know, 15-0, but my goodness gracious, what are they, 27-0?
Yeah.
Woo. Wow. Millett Hall is going to have to be refurbished. They thought about knocking that place down 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Man, it's a home court advantage now.
Oh, it is, absolutely. It is an old dump.
Yeah, I was
no offense to Miami.
Yeah, I was in grad school back in the day at Miami and Oxford, and I can recall when the Southwest Regional in Boys Division IV played there at Millett Hall a few years in a row.
Yep, it was a tournament spot for a little bit.
JV game winding down, final 7 seconds, 45-35 Bodkins. It's been a fabulous year for the Bodkins JV club. 10-point victor here tonight. Bodkins JV's 45, LCC 35. We'll return with more. Varsity game 15 minutes away. Trojans Thunderbirds on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back. Hello again. We are at Botkins, the Coliseum. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Botkins hosting Lima Central Catholic tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Trojans led by Eli Pitts, a 78% free throw shooter, 33% behind the arc. Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year, just over 12 points a game. Eli Pitts runs the show, a 6-foot junior guard. Will Monin at a wing, just a sophomore, 10.5 a game, 32% from three-point land.
a junior and a sophomore right there. Two top scorers for Botkins. Both return next year, Chuck.
Yeah, well, you look at the down the roster, and Botkins does lose some people, but they've got a great JV team and a lot coming back. So they should be at the very top of the league again next year.
This Trojans team has been marvelous defensively. As we noted several minutes ago, Botkins this season on 13 nights has limited the opposition to under 40. Botkins averaging 53 points per game. Lima Central Catholic, as we've noted, is faced by Jordan Pretty, 27.7 a game, 6'2" senior. He has been marvelous all year long. When he excels, LCC wins. He had 29 in a win over Elida, 30 against Bluffton. He was limited to 19 in a 7-point defeat at the hands of Wapakoneta. How about his performance against Columbus Grove? He rifled in 30 points, 7 threes in the 7-point win over Grove. In a contest against Delta St. John's, which Lima Central Catholic lost in overtime on January 11th, Pretty pumped home 34. Cam Elmore had 31. And in a blowout at the hands of Lima Senior, Pretty at 33. Simpson for the Senior Spartans drilled 7 threes and pumped it 41. Well, that would have been fun to see either one of those games.
Yeah, boy.
Against Lima or Delta St. John's. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. You pick your poison if you're Botkins on defense. It's been a mainstay all year long for the Trojans, and you got to give a lot of attention to Pretty. You can't allow him to score 30, because that means LCC will likely win the game. You've got to concentrate as well on the other four starters and limit their production. Meanwhile, Botkins needs to take care of the basketball. I think a lower scoring game favors the Trojans. If it gets to 60, give LCC the edge.
Yep, I think that's right.
Key building components of tonight's game, we just highlighted them. They open the doors to success for these two clubs, Botkins and Lima Central Catholic tonight. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. A new sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Trivia every other Wednesday. It's coming up March 4th, again on the 18th. The Lenten menu being featured right now at Loramie Brewing. And you'll love these delights. Salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts are featured on the Lenten menu. Cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. How about this for pizza? Shrimp and spinach or the spin-dipped salmon pizza. Kids menu features cheese pizza, grilled cheese, mac and cheese. Something on the Lenten menu for everyone at Loramie Brewing on North Main in Fort Loramie. Carry out, order online, dine in at Loramie Brewing Company. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a longtime sponsor, Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offering many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Let's check our 10 starters, the 5 for Botkins tonight. Eli Pitts, 6 foot junior, runs the show out front. Will Monin, 6'2 sophomore at a wing. Owen Zemper, 9 points a game, 6'6 senior in the middle. On a small sample size, he's shooting threes at 35%. James Steinke, 5.5 points a game, 6'4 senior at a forward. Tucker Hillscamp, 6'1 senior, 6.5 a game, is in the starting five. Braden Welsh, the super sub, 5'10 junior, 36% three-point shooter, 4.5 a game. He comes off the bench for Lima Central Catholic. Jordan Pretty at a wing spot, 6'2 senior, 27.7 points a game, 45% three-point shooter, 85% on free throws. Brady Parker will not play tonight, out with an ankle injury, 8 points a game, a 6'4 junior forward not playing. The rest of the starting five, Michael Quatman at the point, a 5'9 junior guard. Jackson White at a guard, 5 points a game, a 6'2 junior. Xavier Purnell, a sometimes starter, sometimes sixth man, gets the starting nod this evening. 7 points a game, 6'1 junior forward. And Brevin Stolle, 2.5 points a game, 6'3" junior. Rounding out the starting lineup, Phil Groves, head coach at Botkins. 20 wins a season as the head man running the Trojans program. And Sean Powell at LCC. And year number three, he coached Botkins to the state title in 2021. Opening tip coming up in a few minutes here on Senior Night. Lima Central Catholic at Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore your well-being.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Here we go. It is nearly a full house at the Coliseum at Botkins. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Trojans, moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Botkins to the home, white, black numbers, some gold trim. Lima Central Catholic, the road red, light blue numerals outlined in white. And right away to start the game, a hard drive to the basket, barreling down the right side of the lane. Will Monin got to the rack, ball was on the rim. He was fouled on the wrist, and Will's at the stripe with two free throws. Swish on the first one.
That was a great take. Got the ball on the top of the key. The defense was all on the left side. He just took it right down the lane. Had no choice but to foul him.
Second free throw, rolling all around and dancing in. Botkins didn't play last night. Idle Chuck. Lima Central Catholic won in the Northwest Conference, 71-56 at Convoy Crestview. Botkins should be a little more rested, you would think. Convoy Crestview with the ball. Or I should say, speaking of Convoy Crestview, that was the opponent that LCC thumped last night. Oh, here's a fine take. Beautiful drive to the rim. Layup good. Splitting a couple defenders in the paint area. Was the hard driver for Lima Central Catholic. Nicely done play by Pretty. And I tell you what, if he gets to the basket that easily, Chuck, it's going to be a long night for Botkins. He made the two-pointer and missed a free throw. He's 85% at the stripe, rarely misses one. It was in and out, so we're stuck at 2-2. We played 48 seconds here in the opening quarter. Jordan Pretty, first field goal of the night for the visiting Thunderbirds, averaging 27.7 on the year. Here is Eli Pitts with a good take down the lane, up with the left hand, no good. Long rebound outside the lane to the right. Bank shot, yes. Monin connects. 4-2, Botkins. Thunderbirds to our left. Pretty's got the ball 30 feet away. He's got zero on his back. He traveled. He staggered a little bit. Got a slight graze from Eli Pitts. Officials said, you need to survive that contact.
Yep.
That's a walk.
Yeah, no, you got to be stronger than that. Yeah, and that was Jackson White with the basketball.
Deep right corner with the ball. Stanky for Botkins. Overshoots a long three. Hit the heel. Kick way up in the air. Rebound Quatman. Quatman down the floor to Pretty. Pretty starts to the right baseline. Gets a double team. And he's momentarily tied up by Botkins. Another travel on Pretty of Botkins, or I should say White of LCC. Turnover two in a row here against the visiting team as LCC experiences Botkins' great defensive pressure. 4-2 Trojans, 6:11 left here in the opening quarter. Stanky's got the ball 25 feet away on the left. Swatting at it is Brevin Stolle. That is Zimfer at the foul line. Oh, back cutting is Hillscamp. Nice. Wide open. Lay up good. Zimfer to Hillscamp for a deuce. Textbook, 6-2 Botkins. 5:50 left in the first. Here is Pretty, zero on his back. Drives down the left side of the lane.
flips it left corner to teammate Xavier Purnell. He's short on the three, over the shoulder foul. LCC on the rebound.
I'll tell you what, White is handling the ball way too much. He has now had two turnovers and a terrible shot down there, and then fouled on the rebound.
Yep, LCC has lost eight times this year. They've had a hard time putting a good streak together. On nights, they played really hard, and pretty has scored. LCC has won, but they played poorly some evenings. Botkin just got another quick two-pointer down to a right chuck. And then quickly, a turnover by LCC. And here's a blitz down the floor by Monin. It's Simfer coasting toward the basket. The layup is good. Botkins leads it 10-2. Trojans are knocking points down left and right. LCC having difficulty handling the basketball. Botkins swipes at it, far side of the floor. It rolls to midcourt, and a Thunderbird player is down.
He's hurt too.
And injured. Oof. 5 minutes left, opening period, 10-2. Botkins back in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to Osgood, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. As of about 11 months or so ago, Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Now Michael Quatman hurt a lower limb. He won't see any action the rest of this game, I don't think. He's helped to the locker room. Outstanding wide receiver for the Thunderbirds football team. And he is off the floor at the moment in the locker room, having been replaced by Cole Mack, a 6'2" freshman guard. With the basketball is White, top of the circle. Boy, Botkins has hit LCC with a 10 spot in the first 3 minutes, 10 seconds of this game. 10-2 Trojans, much to the home crowd's delight. Here's a dribble drive down the left side of the lane. Going up and under on the play is Pretty, and he drew a hacking foul from Botkins. 4:38 left, opening quarter, 10-2 Botkins. Scouting report on this LCC team, as I mentioned, they have gotten up for the strong opponents most of the time this year. Have suffered 8 losses. Schedule, clearly more challenging than Botkins. LCC D6, Botkins D7. Both free throws by Pretty Good. Not pretty good.
Pretty good.
By Pretty. They are good. Here's another great pass. Hillscamp, top of the circle. Hits Stanky low on the left. He peeled off a screen below the rim. LCC got caught. Easy 2 points. Botkins, sloppy play LCC, and they cough up the ball. Stolen by the Trojans. Down the floor. Pitts, bad pass for Monin. Taken away by Pretty. Pretty with an outlet pass, and then he gets it back and scores the driving layup. Time out, Trojans, 4:07 left here in the first. 12-6 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
At Dom McKee, a 6'6 junior, big offensive defensive lineman on the Thunderbirds football team, is on the basketball floor right now for Quatman.
The guard went out with an injury a couple minutes ago. Bodkins in possession. 6 quick points in this game by Pretty of LCC. Bodkins in the lead, though, by a half dozen, shooting mostly all layups. Here's Hillskamp. Oh, nice movement on the inside. Good motion offense. Hillskamp didn't make the 6-footer. Got it off the glass, the rim. He was fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll get 2.
Well, this is what you talked about. 5 kids from Bodkins in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter have scored. On the other end, all 6 points are done by Pretty.
Free throw skips off the rim by Hillskamp. It's no good. Bodkins head coach Phil Groves and I talked about that in the pregame. This Bodkins team has got so many young men, including Welch off the bench, who can throw in 13 or 14 points on any given night. Second foul shot, yes, by Hillskamp. 13-6 Bodkins. Here's McKee into the post to Pretty. Here comes the double team. Wraparound pass, opposite side of the lane to McKee. Overshoots one from point blank range. Rebound Pretty, no good. Rebound Pretty again. Fall away shot, he's fouled. And he'll get 2. Well, it has been mostly all Jordan Pretty so far for LCC. He's got 6 points. He's handled the ball frequently, driven to the basket, taken a half dozen shots already. Free throw is good by Pretty. 13-7, Bodkins leads. 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Second shot, front rim, back rim, yes. Tell you what, Chuck, at the offensive end, Bodkins has put on a clinic so far.
Oh, they're just doing back cuts, and who wants to lay up this time down the floor is what it's been so far.
Here is Steinke in the post. Dishes left corner to Monin. Shoots the 3. Strong, weak side rebound. Goes on the play to Bodkins. Vince Bayless is in, the 6'5 freshman. Bayless on the floor now for Zimfer.
Clean zone now.
Yep. LCC with a 1-3-1 or 2-3. Outside the arc on the left, it's Steinke. Steinke guns, misses. Another offensive rebound. Falls on the baseline, touched on the play by Bayless. And LCC gets it down 13-8 with 2:51 to go here in the first. I figured we would see some zone from Lima Central Catholic. That might be what Bodkins sees a lot of in the tournament.
Well, the way they cut to the basket, they couldn't stop that. They had to change something.
Here is LCC with the ball in the arc. It's Brevin Stiley, 6'3 junior. Throws in the middle of McKee. Shot pumped up, fadeaway no good. McKee on the rebound is on the shoulder. 2:34 left, opening quarter. Bodkins 13. And LCC 8, Bodkins jumped out 10-2. Nearly a full house tonight at the Coliseum at Bodkins. I love the combination of colors that LCC wears, the red, the light blue. But I tell you what, the light blue numerals are small. They're outlined,
hard to see, yeah.
Outlined with thin white trim, tough to detect.
I like the blue shoes that kind of almost match the color of the uniform.
Here is Bodkins getting the ball down below the rim to Steinke. Doesn't shoot. On the arc to Pitts. Pitts in the lane. Fadeaway 14-footer. A little heavy. Rebounding on the play is LCC. Player hits the deck. Push-off foul against Bodkins. Good board work there by Xavier Purnell of the Thunderbirds. 2:13 to go first quarter. 13-8. Bodkins in the lead. LCC has weathered the storm. Bodkins much sharper coming out of the gate. LCC was shocked. Had some floor mistakes. Gave up some layups. Thunderbird settling in, but playing tonight without starter Brady Parker. And Michael Quatman, also a starter, has been injured in this game. He's in the locker room. Oh, here's LCC with a missed shot. A rebound, Bodkins, quick steal, LCC. A bank shot in the paint is good, and a defensive foul called against Bodkins. Oh, what a heck of a play by guess who? Jordan Pretty once again. Chance for a three-pointer.
He got to the rim on the initial shot. It hit the back of the flange, but boy, what a steal that was. What gans.
13-11. The Jordan Pretty show continues. He's got all 11 for the Thunderbirds. Boy, he is a dynamo when he gets below the foul line. Boy, he looks like a college player, Chuck.
Yeah, he's strong.
Here's Pitts in the lane, gets out of there in a hurry. Now he comes right back into the paint, double teamed. Baseline left to Bayless. Bayless swings it on top to Welch, who's in now for the Trojans. Braden Welch, 5'10 junior. Top of the circle, Monin. Near side, Welch. Telegraph pass. Intercepted on the play by Jackson White. Down the floor to the three-point shooter. Quick shot, pretty. Rim, backboard, no. Taken off the glass by Bayless and Botkins. Long lead out to Steinke for the layup. Woo! Boy, that was a beauty.
You have just hit him right in stride.
Here's Pretty, baseline left, can't drive. Fades away, 15-footer, no good. Rebounded on the inside by Malcolm, and he used a forearm. He put it into the chest of a Trojan. Offensive foul.
Yeah, when you drop your shoulder like that, it takes all the pressure off the official. It's always a charge.
And somehow, some way, Botkins needs to keep Pretty from getting to the rim so frequently. He may not be nearly as good a high-percentage shooter from 15, 18 feet away.
Yeah, well, so far, he's had no trouble getting to the rim.
Right. 15-11, Botkins, 54 seconds to go. First quarter of this game. Monin to Welch in the left corner. Baseline left, Steinke. Steinke's head in below the basket. Lobs way out to Monin near the Trojans logo. Near side to Pitts. 42 seconds left here in the first. 15-11, Botkins. Steinke below the foul line. He's bumped. Missed the shot, but he'll get two. The southpaw Steinke got it on the rim. Almost made it. Feather-like touch. It hopped around the iron a couple times, fell off. A couple of free throws for Steinke. An area in which Botkins needs to improve. Foul shot is made. 16-11, Botkins in front. Team shoots free throws, does Botkins, in the very low 60 percentile area. Second one in and out. Rebound Thunderbirds, down five. 16-11, 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Pretty dribbles behind the back again. Top of the circle, what do we have? Away from the action, moving screen, being set by Lima Central Catholic's Andrew Baldoff. Baldoff, a 6'4 senior, he, like Dom McKee, who's a 6'6 junior, man the offensive and defensive lines on the Thunderbird football team.
They look like offensive and defensive linemen. They're big kids.
15 seconds to go, first quarter. Botkins up five. Here's Mana, near side to Welch. Shot fake around Pretty. Up and under to the rim, left it short. Great rebound. Hillscamp, foul. It's on LCC. Hillscamp working hard on the board. I tell you what, Botkins crashing that offensive glass. And Botkins, every single player on the court getting to the rim. It's a clinic offense for the Trojans. They are cutting and passing beautifully.
This will be their seventh and eighth free throws of the first quarter.
Hillscamp missed it. 4.3 to go. Second shot coming. 16-11, Botkins. Monin out. Memphis Meyer in for the last 4.3 of the first. Second shot, Hillscamp. Much too hard. Rebound down to Pretty. Pretty 70 feet away, 50 feet away. Jumps and shoots a long one. He beat the buzzer but left it short. No good. And that's how the first quarter ends. Botkin 16, Jordan Pretty for LCC 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why, obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. Botkin 16, LCC 11. Pretty scored all 11 for the Thunderbirds. If you outscore Pretty 5 points a quarter, you win the game, Chuck McTwenty.
You're going to be in a pretty good spot right there. And I'll tell you, nobody else has really even looked to shoot it.
Here is a pass way out near the timeline by LCC. It goes out of bounds. Thunderbirds went into backcourt to recover the deflection by Botkins. And then the pass up ahead was intended for one of the front liners for LCC. He wasn't looking. Here is Botkins attacking. LCC with a lot of floor mistakes, having won last night in the Northwest Conference over Convoy Crestview, 71-56. Not real alert or sharp here at the beginning of this game. Here's Steinke, a baseline floater for Botkins. It is way short of the mark, no good. Rebound by LCC, and there's a football pass 60 feet down the floor, out of bounds, into the second row. How many turnovers, Chuck?
They're halfway to their average of 10.
Yeah, both teams, 9 or 10 turnovers per game on the year. Sloppy start for LCC. Here's a turnaround elbow jumper by Hillskamp. Left it short. Rebound down to Pretty. Pretty top of the circle. Twists and turns down the lane. Around two men, three men. Scoring with the left hand. Jaden Pretty. He's got all 13 for LCC.
That was a perfect whirl move right there.
And he beat three Trojans to the basket. On the arc is Pitts for Botkins, which has not shot the jump shot very well in this game. Trojans have gotten to the rim, but LCC is tightening its defense. Top of the circle, Pitts. Is it still a zone, Chuck?
Yeah, they're still playing the zone.
Uh-oh, there's what we needed for Botkins. A turnaround elbow jumper by Monin. Swish! 18-13. Monin on the mark. 5-point lead in favor of Botkins. 5:59 left in the second. And here's Pretty, 25 feet away, going up to shoot the three. And a Trojans player handcuffs him. It's a foul, three shots at the stripe.
That was a mono, but that's only his first.
And for Pretty, an 85% free throw shooter, these are just about automatic.
He's 6 of 7 now for the game.
And that foul shot is in. Two more coming. 18-14 Botkins. 18-15 Botkins. Pretty is 6'2". He's got moves like a college junior.
Boy, that was quick right there. That was real quick. I've never seen a kid score all the points for a team. Maybe that'll happen.
Well, he's got three free throws here. Jordan Pretty's got 16. LCC's got 16. And Botkins leads Jordan Pretty 18-16. It was 10-2.
Yeah.
Pitts walks the ball to midcourt. Last possession down. Monin hit a key jumper. Monin top of the circle. Bounce pass into the post to Pitts.
Yes.
Against the zone.
Wow.
Oh, well done. Monin to Pitts to Hillskamp. Power move. Left-hand shot near the rim. Good. And a foul on the Thunderbirds, who defensively have not been very good.
That was a really good look right there by Pitts. He threw a bounce pass. I don't know how it got there.
He threaded the needle.
Well, and then you give Hulskamp credit, too, because when you catch the ball in traffic like that, sometimes that's not an easy thing to do.
Right. You're thinking about those Giants all around you. Hulskamp completes the three-point play. 21-16, five-point lead Botkins. Here's Pretty. He's at midcourt, top of the circle, foul line to the rim. Not stopped. Layup good. 21-18, Bodkins up three. Hillscamp on the arc. Far left wing, it's Welsh. Straight on to Monin. 5:20 left to go here in the second. 18 points for LCC, 18 points for Jordan Pretty. He's 9 short of his per-game average. Here's a cross-court skip pass to Pitts. Pitts navigates the middle. Fadeaway 10-footer, lot of rim. No good. Great offensive rebound by Zimpfer. It is on the iron. No. Hillscamp with a board. He's on the floor. Crashing to the deck. Personal foul against the Thunderbirds. And it's ruled on the rebound attempt.
That's his fourth.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's just been out there hacking people.
4 fouls in this game already on one of the Thunderbirds players.
It's Baldorf.
Baldorf gets his fourth in about, what, 2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, great inbounds pass below the rim by Botkins. 1, 2, 3 passes. Hillscamp, an 8-foot banker. He's got it. 23-18, Trojans up 5. Here's Pretty. They set a screen for him outside the arc. It's left for Xavier Purnell. This 3-ball is switched. Xavier Purnell gives LCC its first points other than Pretty's. Dribble drive down the lane. Pitch for Botkins. Might have been fouled. No call. Rebound LCC. Bad pass. Stolen Botkins. Pitch to the rim. Pitch for 2. What a play by Eli Pitts. Here's a quick 3 by Pretty. 28-footer. No, off the flange. Rebound Botkins up 4. 25-21. 4:12 to go. Second quarter. On the arc, Welsh gives it back to Pitts. 25 feet away. To Welsh. Dale's camp, deep left corner. Top of the circle, Zimpfer puts it on the deck. Twisting, turning in the lane. Hits it! Owen Zimpfer! 27-21. Botkins up 6. Trojans starting to feel the jump shots.
Well, I'll tell you what they're doing now is they're attacking the zone better. It took them a little bit, and they were settling for threes, but now they're really running some zone offense.
Here's Purnell for LCC. He goes below the rim. Runs out of real estate, was nearly out of bounds. He was nudged, fouled. That could have been a play on. It's ruled a common personal against Botkins. LCC to throw in. Baseline left of the rim, 27-21. Botkins up 6, 3:40 left to go, second quarter. Ball being inbounded. 35 feet away, caught by Purnell. Purnell against Hillscamp. Purnell wants to drive. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Leans in, 8-footer short, but he's cracked on the arm. Xavier Purnell, 7 points a game, 6'1 junior forward, toes the stripe here for LCC. I tell you what, Botkins doesn't play football. Trojans are in good shape, don't get me wrong. LCC in pretty good shape, too, and they've got a number of players who look chiseled.
Yeah.
Chiseled.
Yep.
But Purnell, who plays football and is good at it, misses the free throw short. Second one coming. Botkins up 6, 3:30 left to go, second quarter. Couple of bounces by Purnell. It's in. 27-22, Botkins. Down to 3:25 to go, second quarter. Pitch to midcourt, handoff to Monin. Top of the circle, Zimpfer. Botkins has never trailed. Led once 10-2 right out of the chute. Zimpfer at the elbow on the right. Steps back, straddles the three-point line. Missed the shot. Rebound LCC. Here is a dribble and drive. The Jackson White, elbow on the left, stops. Feeds on top to the long three-point shooter. Way short of the mark. And Stolle couldn't get that one to go. Botkins stared the rebound. Here is Pitts shoveling on the play to Steinke. Defensive foul. Steinke barreled to the rack. Could have been a walk before the contact. The travel was ignored. Definitely a foul, LCC. Maybe a turnover before. Botkins gets the break. 27-22 Trojans. 2:54 to go, second quarter. Steinke 30 feet away, gives it up to Monin. Keep in mind, Brady Parker out injured, not playing tonight. Michael Quatman a starter for LCC, hurt early on in this game. He's in the locker room, looked like a lower limb injury, maybe an ankle. Bopkins carefully works the ball around. Pitch 20 feet away. Hillscamp foul line. Drives, paint, below the basket, reverse layup. Hits the underneath side of the rim. LCC's got the ball. Here's Colmack down the floor for three. Short, easy rebound for Monin. That was a wasted trip. A long-range three ball. Oh, what a play. Will Monin scooted 60 feet and made a runner, a sideways floater, flipped it with the right hand, kissed it in off the window. Botkins up seven. Here's Pretty. Big defender, but two, three players down the lane, one of whom fouls him in the act of shooting, maybe, maybe not.
Unfortunately, Hulskamp, after the whistle, took quite the charge, but the whistle had already blown.
Oh, this Jordan Pretty looks like somebody I might have been watching in the Indiana-Purdue game last night.
What's his name, Ren Kaufman?
Oh, he is.
That's a basketball player.
When he gets it below the foul line, it's 2 points.
Unstoppable.
Here's a dribble drive down the left side of the lane. Xavier Purnell. Oh, they give him continuation. He scores. Bank shot good and a foul on Botkins. Purnell hits it.
I like the continuation that they're allowing now in high school.
That field goal by Purnell cuts Botkins' lead to five, 29-24, a minute 49 to go second quarter.
There's a third foul on Hulskamp.
Hulskamp wears 33 on his back, add another three to it. He's got three personals. Foul shot by Purnell up and in. Purnell's got seven, averaging seven on the year. Three-point play by him, 29-25. Botkins by four. Botkins forecourt to the right. It's Stanky. Rotated left side. It goes on the play to Vince Bayless. Hand off to Pitts down the lane. Beats resistance. Two or three red shirts. Shot partially blocked. Fadeaway seven-footer. No go. Here comes LCC with the ball. Down the floor, Jackson White slithers down the lane. Overshoots with the left hand. Rebound down to Bayless for Botkins. Nobody stops him. He enters the lane, goes to Pitts' right corner. Offensive foul, Bayless, after he gave it up. He ran through a couple red jerseys.
Looked like bowling down there. All of a sudden, the pins were falling.
Woo. It is physical. 1:12 to go, first half, 29-25. Botkins up four. So many thanks to our great sponsors, Local Equipment, founding sponsor in 2006, with us ever since. Would not be here today without the support from Local Equipment. Thank you oh so much. Osgood Bank, do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. 64 seconds to go, first half. Midcourt, Pretty on the bounce. Jordan Pretty with 18 points. Goes around one man, another. Oh, he blew the wide-open layup.
Overshot it.
Rebound down to Pitts. Look at Pitts go. Pitts blitzes a trail down the floor. Layup no good. Foul, LCC. Pitts to shoot two. Eli said, Jaden, if you can do that, I can do it too.
Yep. Well, offensively, Botkins is doing a nice job. Coach Grove's going to have to talk to him a little bit about Pretty being able to get through three people and get into the rim. The only reason that wasn't a basket is because he missed the shot. It wasn't because of the defense.
F. Eli Pitts has just nailed two at the stripe. 31-25, Botkins up six. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Pretty, 30 feet away, 20 feet away, still dribbling, being hounded by Pitts. Pretty with a bounce pass, kicked on the play by Monin. Boy, you'd have to think eventually Jordan Pretty is going to get a smidgen tired.
Yeah, I would think so, but I'm sure this is exactly how he's had to play every game.
Oh, yeah. Here is LCC inbounding left of the rim. Air mail to midcourt, over-the-shoulder catch by Purnell. Almost went over and back, not quite. 33 seconds to go till halftime. Botkins up six. Purnell, elbow jumper, 16-footer, no good. Nice rebound by Steinke. He's hacked on the arm. Foul LCC, which is over the limit. Botkins will shoot. thanks to Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Foul shot by Steinke is too long. A bit too much oomph on it. 31-25 Botkins. 27 ticks to go, second quarter. He swishes free throw number two. Botkins up seven. Fox Supply, supporting our schools, academic programs, and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scores broadcast for 20 years. Here's Pretty with the ball. Let's see if LCC can hang on to it and play for one. Ball dealt 30 feet away to Jackson White. Back to Pretty. Pretty into the lane. Pretty is tied up by 2-3 players. Arrow to Botkins.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a great job that time. Monin jumped in there. He knows he whirls left, and he jumped in there and got the great defensive play.
5 seconds to go down the floor to Monin. He jacks up a three. No good. Would have counted had it gone. It kicked off the rim to the left. Good defensive stop, though, by Botkins in the previous possession, which created a log jam in the lane. Pretty couldn't get through it. He was not an upheld ball. Botkins got the last shot, but misfired. Trojans up seven, though. 32-25, once led by 8 at 10-2. Good first half for Botkins in the lead by 7 points over LCC. Hey, don't forget Fox Supply in Minster continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. One of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 15 years. 7-point lead, Botkins at the break on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Order, sell, or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And we welcome you back here to Botkins Coliseum, nearly full. Great crowd tonight. Botkins Trojans and Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds, 7-point lead for the home team, 32-25 at the break. Keep in mind that the Botkins Trojans play in tournament action this Saturday at noon against Dayton Jefferson. The game is at Piqua this Saturday at noon. Lima Central Catholic has a tall task, beating Spencerville at LCC on February 27th at 6 o'clock. LCC a 3-seed, Spencerville a 4-seed. That's Division 6 play in the Northwest District. The winner will get the winner of St. Henry and Lima Perry. No doubt that's St. Henry, which is favored. In fact, I saw the St. Henry coaching staff here a little while ago. Botkins up 7 at the halftime break, being brought to you by Stiffel Construction and Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, if you look at team stats first, 16-15 rebounding advantage for the Trojans, 7-2 on the offensive board. They've been really, really tough offensively on the boards. Only turned the ball 3 times. LCC turned it 7, had 5 early, kind of slowed that down a little bit. 8 of 13 from the free throw line for Botkins. For the Thunderbirds, they are 10 of 12. They've only had 2 young men score. Xavier Purnell has 7, and Jordan Pretty has 18. They scored 11 and 14, 25 for the first half. On the other side, a lot more scorers. Tucker Huelskamp has 8. Will Monin has 8. 6 from Eli Pitts and 6 from James Steinke. 4 from Owen Zimpfer. That is a balanced, and the reason that they're up 7 points at the half.
You're so right, Chuck. What, 6, 8, 6 from 3 different players. Don't think I've seen a first half in high school basketball this year when so many players both sides of the floor have gotten to the rim repeatedly. Play after play after play down the court.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of what we expected. You look on the one side, and you got a young man that's just his prolific scorer. He's got 18 of their 25, and we talked about the balance of the Trojans, and that's where you look at the 5 kids that have scored.
And 25 free throws have been attempted in this game already. Halftime, 32-25 Botkins. Halftime brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We're at the Coliseum at Botkins. Almost a sellout tonight. Great crowd. Recognize a lot of faces, people from school districts all throughout Shelby County and neighboring counties, for that matter, are here in the stands tonight. We're revved up, ready for the third quarter. Botkins has never trailed. Once led by 8, it's 7 at the halftime break. 32-25, 18 of the 25 for LCC have been scored by Jaden Pretty. What, he got the first 18, I think, Chuck?
Did he? He did have the first 18.
And then we had 7 points scored by Purnell. How about that? 18, the first 18, but Pretty. Then Purnell got 7. That's LCC scoring. Very balanced attack for Botkins, which is up 7. We start the third quarter. Pretty on the arc, dances into the lane. Fakes the shot, feeds it down inside, wide open, Dom McKee, blew the gimme. Oh, he had a one-footer, left it short. He was harassed a little bit by Zimfer, and then to make matters worse, Chucky fouled.
It's his fourth foul. They got 2 kids with 4 fouls.
And 2 starters out hurt.
And the 2 kids that have the 4 fouls probably haven't played 5 minutes combined.
You're so right. Baldoff and McKee, the 2 offensive defensive linemen for the Thunderbirds gridiron team. 8 fouls between them. Zimfer with the ball, high left for Botkins. 30 seconds gone, third quarter. Fitz fakes the 3. Behind the back on the dribble. It gets Pretty in the lane. Right wing Hillscamp. A long 3 ball. Bullseye! Bingo! Hillscamp drains it. 35-25. Botkins up 10. Jackson White, top of the circle, fakes right, goes left, hands off to Pretty, around Steike, left-handed hook. He knew he was going to draw a 2-shot foul. Had really no chance to make the shot, but got it out of his hand. Pretty at the strike. Couple more free throws for him. I'm sorry, it wasn't Pretty. It was Jackson White, 11. Jackson White, number 11, missed the free throw. No good. Botkins will accept that. 10-point lead, Trojans. 54 seconds gone, third quarter. Jackson White, a wide receiver for the football team, makes the second foul shot. 35-26. I think White caught a couple TD passes in the game against Fort Loramie. Wow. Oh, what a beautiful play by Botkins. Zimfer threads the needle. One heck of a bounce pass to Steinke. Steinke caught it on the run, galloping through the lane, swiveled and scored with the left. Here's a deep 3 right corner by LCC. Overshooting is Brevin Stolle. Weak side rebound. LCC tries another 3. Missed by Purnell. Stick back for Pretty. No. Rebound Botkins. Trojans up 11 with the ball. Down the floor, diving into the lane. Bonin got away with a walk. Scores! And he's fouled. That was a Euro step times two. LCC tripped him up. Bonin laid it in. Now the referees confer. What do we have?
Well, I think that they're deciding whether the basket counted or not.
Scoreboard still reads 37-26.
Bonin,
one official counted the goal.
They counted the goal, and the foul was not on the drive. It was on somebody else.
Oh. And Sean Powell for LCC pleads his case. He is ticked off. So it turns out to be even more in Bodkin's favor. No travel call. Two-pointer good. Foul away from the action.
That's a terrible call is what that is.
Count the basket and give Bodkins the ball up 13. And Sean Powell has been teed up. 6:23 to go, third quarter, 39-26 in favor of Bodkin's biggest lead of the game. Eli Pitts strolls to the line. Well, that was an unusual call, to say the least.
Yeah, I see the AD down there laughing. So I think he was close to the action, and I think he understands that was not a very good call.
Both free throws, Eli Pitts dead center. And the lead for Bodkins has swollen to 15 points, 41-26. Well, to recap, Bonin appeared to have walked, in my view, traveled in the lane, made a bank shot. There was a foul called. It was not contact with Bonin elsewhere on the floor. Goal was good. Ball out of bounds to Bodkins. Zimfer in the lane. He pivots, missed the shot, over the shoulder foul, Trojans.
That's four on Huelskamp.
Got three players in this game tonight with four fouls, and we've got 14 minutes plus to go.
You don't see that very often.
41-26 Bodkins, which had a chance to go up on that possession, the 17 or 18. Here's Pretty, top of the circle. Gives it off on the play to Purnell. Now that's White. Left wing three ball. Yes.
Poured in.
Poured in by Pretty. It was a bomb. 2.5 steps behind the arc. Welsh counters for Bodkins. Left it way short. Rebound snared by Pretty. The lead is 41-29 after the trifecta of Jaden Pretty and the misfire by Bodkins. Here's Jackson White into the lane. Feeds a teammate left corner. Long three is good. Cole Mack, who didn't start the game, came in off the bench. The young freshman. He was noted in the pregame, but Coach Sean Powell is being a very good long-range shooter. And the 15-point lead for Bodkins after two threes by the Thunderbirds is now 9. Off balance in the lane. Great shot fake by Welsh. Up and good. Nicely done by Welsh. Good feed from the right baseline by Pitts. Welsh was calm, cool, collected, waiting for the bigs to go by, and dropped in the two-pointer. 11-point lead, Bodkins, 4:50 to go here in the third. Here's Pretty pushing off. He's at the elbow on the right. Shot, rim, no good. Offensive rebound, yes. Put in by Purnell. LCC gets a timeout. Bodkins up 9, 4:40 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, Bodkins has been outscored by a total of 8-2 here in the last minute of play. Botkins led 41-26. Had an empty possession to go up to 17 or 18. 8-2 since. LCC has tallied 8 of the last 10 points. And the score is 43-34. 9-point lead for Botkins. And I tell you what, neither head coach particularly pleased at the moment. LCC's Coach Powell staring down Phil Groves to her left. They exchange pleasantries.
They're laughing. They're laughing about it.
I think they're good-natured. Maybe both questioning a few calls. Either way, in a game like this, it's not going to be 99.9% perfect officiating. There are going to be a few you'll disagree with. Welsh behind the back on the dribble for Botkins. On to Weave. It goes to Pitts. Pitts meets resistance at the foul line. Slides down the left side of the lane. He was hatcheted on the arm, and he'll get two. The ball slipped out of his hands. He grabbed it back and then went up, and he was tagged on the elbow. Two shots for Pitts. A good man to be shooting free throws. Eli darn good at the stripe. Way up in the high 70 percentile range on the year. But he misses on this attempt. 43-34. Botkins up 9. 4-12 to go third quarter. If you joined us late, Pretty scored the first 18 for LCC. He scored 3 of the last 16. Botkins has done something different on him, Chuck.
Well, they're jumping. He tends to get into the lane and then whirl left. And they got somebody coming from the opposite wing jumping on that turn. It's not there anymore.
Two guys coming from the left, two guys coming from the right.
There you go.
One of two at the stripe for Pitts. 44-34. Botkins up 10. 3:58 to go, third quarter. There's a lob pass, baseline right to Pretty. Fall away 10-footer. Yes, that was smooth. He leaped in the air, snagged the pass. In one motion, released and poured through the shot. Here is Botkins entering the lane. Now pass to Steinke on the arc. No good. Hard. Rebound to the left to Zimper. To Pitts at the elbow. Back to the basket. Baseline left to Welsh. Oh, great pocket pass to Zimper. Stripped. Zimper got it back and scored. Nice stick to it to miss by Zimper. Coming back down the floor. Barreling into the lane. Offensive foul on Jaden Pretty. It clearly was offensive, although the Lima Central Catholic fans disagree.
Well, they just gave me second tee, which means that he's thrown out of the game.
Uh-oh. Well, Sean Powell, who led Botkins to the state title in 2021, makes a return here tonight, and with two techs may have gotten thumbed from the floor.
Well, you really don't want to do that as an official, because when you give that second, that now the officials have to write a letter to the state explaining what it was, what he said, did he deserve it. You don't see the second one unless it's really bad.
And he's gone. He is out of this game. Sean Powell, head coach, Lima Central Catholic, is teed up twice. 46-36, Botkins in the lead, but 10. It did appear to be an offensive foul.
That part I agree with.
Yep.
I'm not sure what he said. We're too far up, so to be thrown out of this game, you don't want to show your kids that. You don't want to show your kids that's how you respond to adversity. That's just my opinion.
And guess what? Eli Pitts, calm, cool, collected, sinks both free ones. 12-point lead for Botkins, which has led by as many as 15. It's 48-26 in favor of the Trojans.
Well, now, I'm not sure what the rule is. With him thrown out, I wonder if the assistant coach is allowed to stand up. Because when you get that first technical, you have to stay on the bench.
That's true. That's true. Top of the circle, Welsh for Botkins. Gives it to Zimper. Back cut below the rim. Monin caught it. He's clobbered from behind. I tell you what, Botkins, has riddled Lima Central Catholic for the most part in the half-court game. It's been a clinic.
Well, they've got six kids that have scored in. You know, we talked about their balance. Six kids have scored in the third quarter. It's just amazing.
The cutting and passing have been splendid. Two free throws for Mon and up and good. 49-36. The lead expands to 13.
I love to see a team that shares the basketball without any care of who's scoring.
Yep.
This is why they're fun to watch.
Pitts and Monin with 11. Monin with 12. Second free throw good. And the lead has expanded to 50-36 Trojans. Here's McKee, top of the circle. On a weave, right corner. It goes to White. White below the rim. Deals to Mack. Left corner triple. Makes it. Cole Mack flings one in. 50-39. Botkins up 11. Baseline left. Monin staggers. Might have walked. No call. Gave it up to Pitts. Pitts gets a screen from Zimfer. Pitts down the lane. Off balance. Oh, what a shot. Whew, beautiful play. Eli Pitts. That's County Player of the Year material right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Long three. No good. That was a 30-footer by Pretty. Here's a fast break. Botkins. Pitts on the finish. Pitts for two more. What a game by Eli. He's got 15. 15-point margin. Botkins, 54-39. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Baseline left to Jackson White. He goes around Steinke. Foul. James got him. Clipped him with the knee. He stuck it out. Common foul. Botkins. LCC's been over the limit in the third quarter for a while. Tell you what, Pretty got 18 points right out of the chute. He's had to work for his last five. Oh, careless play by LCC. Steal. Zipfer took it 60 feet. Man, oh man, the Thunderbirds have fallen asleep. They've lost their head coach, relaxed right there.
Well,
didn't collect the inbounds pass. Zimfer made him pay. Woo! 56-39. Botkins up 17. Late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back here to Botkins. Trojans in command by 17. LCC has lost its head coach, Sean Powell, two technicals. I don't know what he said to get the second one, but his son obviously guilty of a very aggressive charging foul. It was clear cut, and whatever Coach Powell said got him in deep trouble again. Technical foul number two.
Well, I don't know what he said, but I know he stood up again, and that is supposedly an automatic technical once you've got the first one.
Right.
I hope that wasn't the case. I hope he did say something.
LCC with the ball, a minute 35 to go, third quarter, 17-point game, Botkins in front.
Botkins gone zone now.
Uh-huh, after that timeout, interesting change by head coach Phil Groves. Dribble drive into the lane, ball thrown to Jackson White on the arc. Misfires a long three, weak side rebound, nobody touches it, out of bounds to Botkins.
This might be one of the worst shooting teams I've ever watched. That's a good basketball team. They just don't really score well.
No, and at times in this game, Chuck, they haven't played hard. It's looked like a lackadaisical performance in a Saturday night non-conference game for LCC.
Yeah, well, they got Spencerville coming up in a big game, so I understand that.
Two technical fouls for Sean Powell, head coach LCC, dismissed for the night.
I don't think we've probably seen five or six technical fouls all year.
Right. Here's Welsh low on the left for Botkins. Heaves it cross court, right corner pitch. Shot fake in the lane. Up with the left hand, oh good. Rebound pinballed around. Bayless, no good. Zipfer with the step back. 19-point bulge. 58-39, Botkins. Woo! Trojans ripping them apart. Cole Mack behind the arc. Hits a teammate left corner. Long three is good from downtown. Purnell goes double digits. He's got 12. 58-42, Botkins. Biggest lead was 58-39, seconds ago. Half minute left, third quarter. Welsh on the arc. Botkins would do well here to play for the last shot. Up 16. No reason to give LCC possession again. 14 seconds to go. Welsh near midcourt on the bounce for Botkins. Welsh dribbling, high screen from Bayless. Now to Zimfer, 28-footer for the big man. Short, long rebound, Pitts, 3 seconds to go. Left corner three by Welsh. Good! Good! Clayton Welsh at the buzzer. Botkins nets a three ball to end the third period. 61-42, Trojans. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, but Chuck, if there was a question mark about LCC, it was an occasional soft defense. Tonight, Botkins has exploited it. That was, what, nearly a 30-point third quarter?
29-17 was that quarter. Yeah, I mean, Botkins is just running their offense to perfection against the zone, against the man.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can do defensively.
Splendid show by the Trojans, who miss a shot to start the fourth quarter. Foul over the back on Botkins. LCC with possession. Cole Mack, a freshman on the arc, gives it up on the play to Pretty. Collision occurs. Pitch fouled it. 61-42 in favor of Botkins, which is closing the season with quite a climax here tonight. Botkins, unless they collapse, will go to 19-3 after a 22-game regular campaign. Long three by Mack is no good. Dom McKee, playing with four fouls, nearly got his fifth, went up and over the back of a Botkins Trojan player, snagged the rebound. He was fouled, and he gets two. 7:21 to go, fourth quarter. 61-42, Botkins. Dom McKee at the line, left-hand foul shooter, and he hit the glass. That is called, what, a clunker?
I think they call it a brick.
A brick, okay.
If that would have been a real brick, they would have had to get a new backboard.
Second shot by McKee. Swish. 61-44. The lead for Botkins is 17. Is the scoreboard right?
That's right. It's 18 now. They just made a free throw.
So it was 61-42, my mistake.
Yes.
Now it's 61-43. Botkins with an air ball from three-point land, and LCC will bring it down. A minute gone, fourth quarter, 18-point game. Outside the arc, it's Jackson White. Gives it up to the three-point shooter straight away. It is good from long range. Bombed in, middle of the floor by Pretty. He's got 26. He's 1.7 points shy of his 27.7 per game average. Now the lead is down to 15. If Pretty gets hot, look out. Here's a back-to-the-basket play by Bayless outside the lane on the left. It is no good. Easy rebound, LCC. Pretty double-teamed in backcourt. Squeezes between two players. Gave it up on the play to Jackson White. Spin move in the lane. Dumps it down to McKee. Short banker. Rolls off. No good. Nice rebound, Zipfer. That was a two-pointer by LCC that looked like a sure thing. Monin on the arc. It is rim. Backboard no good. Rebound volleyballed. Over the shoulder foul. Botkins. We go the other way. 6:10 left. Fourth quarter. Botkins up 15, 61-46. It was 19.
Zimfer's fourth foul, but probably as important, team's fourth foul, still with 6 minutes to go in the quarter.
Uh-huh. LCC will shoot. LCC gets free throws every time Botkins fouls the rest of this way. And we got three-fourths of the fourth quarter to go. 26 points for Jaden Pretty. He gives it up on the play to McKee. McKee top of the circle. Screen set. Left corner. Now top of the key. It's Pretty. Step back. Wild shot off to the left. Rebound Stanky. Hooks it right corner to Pitts. There goes Eli down the lane. High off the glass. Long rebound Welsh. Swishes the three. Mr. Super Sub. Braden Welsh. Botkins Trojans. He drained the three ball, a trifecta. The lead is 18 for Botkins. Cole Mack outside the lane, goes cross court to Pretty, shoots the high arching three. No, a shove on the inside. It might be Dom McKee for LCC. He's walking to the bench. It's foul five on McKee.
It's about a foul a minute.
Man, oh man.
And here comes four fouls. Baldoff.
Baldoff back in. He's got four personals. Andrew Baldoff, 6'4 senior, in for McKee. Dom, a 6'6 junior, is fouled out. Backdoor cut. Botkins layup is good. Welsh gets the two-pointer. Who made that pass, Chuck?
The pass was by Monin.
Here's nearly a double dribble by Jackson White, top of the circle for LCC, which is down to 20. Biggest separation in the game. Baseline right, fadeaway jump shot, Brevin Stolle, too hard. Rebound down to Welsh for Botkins. Spots up on the arc. Gives it right corner to Stanky. 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. Deep left corner, Pitts. Baseline left, Stanky. On top, it goes to Hillscamp. Botkins can afford to run clock and spread it out, leading by 20. The Trojans have earned this big lead. Botkins has played exceedingly well.
This is the antithesis of their Marion game. We came in here with all kinds of expectations,
yeah,
and they got ran off the floor. We came into this one with all kinds of expectations. Botkins ran LCC off the floor.
Yeah, Marion beat Botkins 66-33. Right now, Botkins leads LCC 66-46. Here's a baseline drive from the right wing by Welsh, and he is drilled. Couldn't get to the basket. Maybe he did release the ball. Uh-huh, he did. Two free throws for Welsh.
Yeah, he has a 10-point second half. He didn't score in the first half. He's got 10 here in the second.
Foul shot short. That's a good thing that I mentioned in the pregame. How about Mr. Super Sub? What a year he's having, Phil Groves. Braden Welsh has been dynamite, and he continues with extraordinarily good play here this evening. One of two free throws for Welsh. And at 67-46, Botkins up 21.
I think they may finish the evening with Pretty on the bench.
And LCC spreads the floor. Long three-point shot. Pumped up there on the play by Purnell. Way short. Rebound down to Botkins. You're right. Jaden Pretty is out at the moment, right, Chuck?
Yeah, no reason to get him hurt.
On the weave, it's Pitts. Pitts down the right side of the lane. Ball thrown cross-court to Monin. He knifes into the paint area. Reverse layup, short. Rebound down to LCC with 3:22 to go. Ball knocked loose in backcourt by Welsh. It rolls over the sideline, and LCC will bring it down. One of the storylines tonight, 27.7 points a game. Jordan Pretty for LCC, he's lived up to that. Other storyline, the return to Botkins by Sean Powell, who led Botkins as the head coach to the 21 state championship in boys division four. But Sean Powell not around to see much of this second half. Thrown out of the game, two technical fouls.
Yep. Well, I don't think I ever got thrown out of a game. I know I never got thrown out of a game. I would have been embarrassed.
Here's a long three ball by Cole Mack. It's good.
He's got range.
He sure does. He was talked about highly in the pregame by head coach Powell. Cole Mack's got a beautiful shot. Looks like it's a left-hander, too.
He is a lefty, yep. That always makes your shot look better.
He's got, what, two threes or three?
Three.
Very good game off the bench for Cole Mack of Lima Central Catholic, 67-49 in favor of Botkins with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Outside the lane on the right, Botkins with possession.
Trent Paul in the game.
Yep, Trent's on the court. Delta Hillscamp, left side of the free throw lane. Now back to Steinke. Paul, a 5'5 senior.
Noah Miller, another senior in the game.
Uh-huh. Noah, 6'2. He wears number one. Trent Paul, number four. Botkin spreads the floor. Ball knocked loose near the timeline. LCC has subbed. Brady Malcolm, 5'11 senior forward, is in. Team foul three on LCC. Botkins substituting Memphis Meyer in. 5'11 junior Steinke is out. Outstanding regular season for the senior James Steinke. Another senior, Tucker Hillscamp, 6'1 lad. Averaging 7 a game. Good campaign for him this regular season. He departs as the senior Owen Zimpfer. 6'6, just under 10 a game. Very good senior year for Owen. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. A fresh set of five on the court for Botkins. As we near the 2-minute mark, Botkins up 18 points. 30 feet away on the left, it's Wes Gutman is in, a 6'2 sophomore. Gutman hands off to Treg Meyer. Ball thrown right corner, dribble drive through the lane, and a slap down foul against LCC. The team's fourth. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney. It's never left, still going strong. Michigan Avenue west of I-75. Frisch's favorites have passed the test of time for 75 years. Oh, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, the iconic Big Boy, and that superb hot fudge cake. Don't forget Frisch's breakfast bar, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 on weekend nights. Don't forget the dinners at Frisch's. Whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, spaghetti, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still going strong in Sydney. Frisch's, as popular as ever. Route 47, west of I-75. 1:29 to go, fourth quarter. Dribbling down the lane, Xavion Collins, 6'2" freshman guard. He is fouled. Got to the rim for LCC, hacked on the arm by Botkins. Couple foul shots here for Collins. First one is good. 67-50 in favor of Botkins. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Turner. Nice two-point basket by Botkins. Memphis Meyer, after LCC made one of two free throws, and then LCC throws it away out of bounds. Cutaway Styling in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Oh, there's a nifty drive to the basket by Wes Gutman for Botkins. He slithered between a couple defenders and scored with the left. 71-50, Botkins with steals. Ball fumbled away, passed up ahead. Botkins beats LCC down the floor, and a driving layup is good. Memphis Meyer nails a two-pointer, right, Chuck?
Tregmeyer.
Number two, or I should say number three, Treg got the basket. LCC bad pass. Tregmeyer out in front again. Two more. Botkins pouring it on, up 75-50. 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Long three ball, Collins. It is short of the mark. Rebound below the rim by Taiwan Griffin. He lays it up. It's good. Griffin, a 6'2 freshman, in off the bench. 6 seconds to go. Botkins subs, who came in and played well, will walk it to midcourt. Botkins victorious, 75-52. Tremendous effort by Botkins tonight, which trounces Lima Central Catholic. The Thunderbirds are whipped by 23 points. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We've got on our shelves Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahappy Pies, Winter's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. We've got what you want. We've gone local just for you. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. North edge of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Check it out. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, north edge of town. And don't forget Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, on the south edge of Fort Loramie on South Main Street. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. And Schaefer RV Storage is located right behind Schaefer Market. Email Holly Schaefer for more info on Schaefer RV Storage. Holly@SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And don't forget, low gas prices at the pumps at Schaefer Market. And you'll love that gallon give back program. Low pricing plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor at the gas pumps at Schaefer Market. 75-52. Who would have thought Botkins would win by 23? You figured the Botkins Trojans, before a great crowd here at home on senior night, would play real well, but to win by 23, maybe 13. But 23, my oh my, what a showing for Botkins, which advances to 19-3 on the year and plays Dayton Jefferson at noon next Saturday at Pickwood to start tournament play. Meanwhile, LCC drops to 12-9 on the season, and LCC plays Spencerville in tournament action February 27th at 6 at Wapak. My mistake, that's at LCC, the higher seed. LCC, the 3 seed, Spencerville, the 4. LCC won the regular season game, and LCC will have to do it again against Spencerville, game 1 of the Division 6 Northwest District number 1 sectional. That's February 27th at 6. LCC against Spencerville at the LCC campus. What a balanced performance by the Botkins Trojans tonight, Chuck.
They did exactly what they needed to do. We knew you were going to have Jordan Pretty on one side,
and the balance of Botkins on the other. And the balance of Botkins absolutely ran them off the floor, especially in the second. That third quarter, 29-17. Unbelievable. They just offensively, they did whatever they want against the zone, against the man. Rebounded, ran, got to the rim. The best performance I've seen them have this year.
Yeah, Botkins did not play last night. LCC did. An NWC game at Convoy. Beat Crestview 71-56. LCC a letdown tonight. And Botkins took advantage and ripped them apart. Take a look at the scoring, and we'll highlight our Sour Mug stars of the game. Should we take a two-minute commercial break first?
Yeah, let's take a little bit of a break, and then we'll come back.
75-52 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Wow, what a fitting finish to a tremendous season for the Botkins Trojans. Regular campaign winds up 19-3, resounding triumph, a beatdown of Lima Central Catholic here tonight, 75-52. This segment of our presentation tonight brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua as we run down the scoring and highlight our stars of this game, Chuck.
Well, if you look on the LCC side, it's a little simpler. 26 points for Jordan Pretty. He had 18 at the half. They did a really... Can you do a good job and hold somebody to 26?
Yeah,
I think they did.
Uh-huh.
And 12 out of Xavier Purnell. That's the only two in double figures. Cole Mack, freshman, had three threes in the second half. He ended up with 9 points. Obviously, Pretty's going to be my Sour Mugs player of the game. On the other side, Botkins led by Pitts with 15. They got 12 from Monin, 11 from Welsh, 11 from Huelskamp, and 10 from Zimfer, 8 from Stanky. I mean, that is amazing. And I tossed a coin, and Will Monin is going to be my Sour Mugs player of the game on the Botkin side.
Yeah, you could have picked any one of about five or six guys.
I thought he did a nice job of handling the basketball and getting the ball to the right people besides scoring, so that's why I picked him.
As Zimfer was good, Welsh and off the bench was good.
Yeah.
How about the younger cats who came in for the Trojans in the fourth quarter?
Right.
They sparkled.
Yeah. I could have picked a bunch.
Sour Mugs brings you this segment, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
a healthy home and garden, start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Well, since the Bodkins Trojans won the state championship in Boys Division 4 in March of 21 when Sean Powell was the head coach, the Trojans have reeled off 94 wins in the last 4 years plus. Certainly a few more wins awaiting for the Bodkins Trojans in the tournament, Chuck. Head coach Phil Groves pushing that average of 20 victories per campaign. He's several short right now.
Yep.
He's been at the helm 5 years in every single phase of the game tonight. Bodkins whipped LCC, played them right off the floor.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Division VI, LCC, good basketball team, and Bodkins had the answer all night long. Defensively, they did a, I thought they did a nice job. And offensively, they were just unstoppable.
Yeah, dispersing the ball is so beautifully, as you said. They share it remarkably well.
You just love to see that.
Every trip down the floor, Eli Pitts, yeah, he's County Player of the Year. He can score points, but he facilitates, makes everybody else on the court look better. And everybody out there for Bodkins knows how to put the ball in the basket. Tonight, they just cut and pass the ball and just trimmed up this LCC defense to ribbons.
Well, and that's the key. They cut. They jab step and they backdoor, and they did that probably 12 times tonight for at least 10 baskets, maybe 11.
Thanks so much to our online listeners. We had a lot of folks tuned in. I saw a text from Christian Netcast that said at 1.2400, the LCC community let everybody know, the Lyman News let everybody know.
Nice.
Shelby County folks joined us. We had listeners from multiple counties here in West Central Ohio. A huge throng of fans with us tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Chuck McBee. Alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Bodkins goes to 19-3 on the year with a resounding thumping of Lima Central Catholic tonight. Thanks for joining us. Be with us on Monday night from Piqua, Boys Division 7 Sectional. Seems odd not saying Division 4 Boys Sectional from Piqua. D7, Monday night on the air at 5:25 p.m. It's a doubleheader. Fairlawn, Fort Loramie, Game 1. Rushi and Sonia, Game 2. On the air at 5:25. First game tips at 6. That's on Monday night. Keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com. We will apprise you of our schedule, the full schedule next week. It should be up on the site by sometime tomorrow afternoon. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Bodkins. Nearly a sellout crowd on senior night sees the Trojans take home the season finale over Lima Central Catholic, 75-52.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance. Appliance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.